Welcome to another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. I'm your host, Mia Chantel, and this week I have the privilege of interviewing my most favoriteest person in the world, Dr. Kenyatta Stevens.
And the Hi, y'all.
Oh, this has been a journey. I'm so glad to have her on. She is an epidemiologist extraordinaire. She studies or works on infectious diseases, among other things. And so I'm glad to have her here and get the conversation going on health in the Black community, among other things. And so we're just going to hop right on in with a little icebreaker. So, Kenyatta, I want to ask all of my guests, like, what is the origin story behind your name? Who named you? Where did it come from? Does it have any meaning, or is it just first thing came to your mind's mind?
Hey, everybody. So my aunt named me, and Kenyatta is, of course, African. I was named after Jomo Kenyatta, who was the first president of Free Kenya. Mm-hmm. So in Kenya, it took on the meaning of great leader. But realistically, it's a belt. So in Kenya, Kenyatta is a belt. But then I learned, so when I went to Howard University, HU, you know, Howard is a diaspora within its own right. And so met a lot of students from different parts of Africa. And so in West Africa, I was told that Kenyatta means she is beautiful music. Mm. And I have that as a tattoo. That's one of my tattoos.
Now, can you sing as well?
I do sing.
All right.
Like, yeah. And so I always joke because, and this is probably too soon for this, but for some reason, like the guys that are attracted to me are like our music lovers. Like it's just our musicians are their producers or drummers or something. And that's like a kind of an inside joke, running joke that my friends have when it comes to the guys that I seemingly attract.
Okay, you the muse. All right. We got some songs out there that might be about Kenyatta. All right.
Could be. Who knows? But I will deny it until the end.
Oh my gosh, I love to hear it. Okay, so switching subjects just a little bit. So tell me about your background. Like, how did you end up in this line of work? And like, where did that interest spark from?
So before I really got into epidemiology and public health, I was actually doing breast and cervical cancer research at Emory University School of Medicine. And so for most of you, and I'm pretty sure you've seen the HPV vaccine campaigns for girls and boys or whatever. Mm-hmm. So HPV can cause cervical cancer. So that's how I got into that. We don't call them like a STD. They're STIs now. And so I worked with a lot of epidemiologists and I didn't know what it was. I mean, I grew up in the hood. Up until probably 2020, no one knew what an epidemiologist
right.
was.
A doctor is just a doctor.
Yes. And so started like learning more about what they did. And so Emory has a school of public health and they were like, as an employee, you can go for free. So I got into their MPH program. They started learning more about it. And then one of my professors was like, I want you to come and do some work with me at CDC. And so that's how it all started. It was kind of by accident, but I love it. Like once I got into it and just started working and seeing how I could just give back to the community. Cause I want to say giver. I don't know if that's the right word, but I have a passion for people at times.
Sad life. So what would you say has been like one of your most memorable case studies or like projects that you've worked on in your career so far?
So I worked on Ebola before it was a household name, and I actually published a paper, and I was the first author. I actually wrote it back in like 2010, maybe 2010, 2011, somewhere around there. And I remember just telling my family, they were like, what are you working on? I'm like, you know, Ebola and this. And they were like, what is an Ebola? And then, you know, the outbreak happened, and then, you know, the epidemic started and that. But I would say, for me, just doing like outbreaks, as my one of my other friends, she's like, she's an outbreak chaser. She's dying globally. I was like, oh, outbreak chaser is not the term I would use. But just working like on different outbreaks. So one of the most, the first memorable one, and I knew that I was on in the right career, was it was a group, I think it was either Connecticut or Vermont in that area. So they had drumming circles. So it was like a community group. And people started getting sick in that area, but we didn't know. Like, so all we knew was that people were getting sick. These were the symptoms. And so we were called to investigate. So right. Started interviewing, investigating, come to find out they all were part of a drumming circle or participated in like a community drumming circle at one point. And then it was like, boom, connection, talk to like the drumming circle. Cause it was like kind of, I don't know, I guess they were all interconnected throughout the states.
Right.
And so they had gotten some hives from Africa, and the hives were infected with anthrax.
Wow.
So all of those people were actually had been infected with anthrax, had anthrax infection. So that was like the first one I worked. It was like my most memorable, and it really like just put me like in that mindset, like, okay, like we've saved lives, like, you know,
yeah.
This is amazing. And I've been doing it ever since. And that was like 2008, 2009.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So how has your work changed now that we're in this global pandemic with coronavirus, COVID-19, COVID-22, whatever the name is, and the variants?
So definitely changed drastically because not really doing a lot of global outbreak work, because for the most part of 2020, people were at home. So we didn't even have like a lot of flu cases.
Right.
And RSV, which is a respiratory virus that's normally seen in kids in the fall, like we didn't see that either. But it's crazy though, because this summer is when we started seeing RSV in children. So it's like all out of season. It's really crazy right now.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing that's changed is that everybody's looking for an epi. So there are school districts now that want to hire epis to help them track cases and to help them mitigate like diseases in their different schools. Like once, you know, cases have been identified, and it's just like COVID has just really changed the role of an epi, if you will. So it's been good, and it's been weird.
Yeah. You've been busy.
Definitely has been. I've been busy. So, but I took some time off over the summer, and I said no to some things and reset my boundaries and my circle. So.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, can you give us just as basic as possible in layman's terms, what is really the difference in the available vaccination options? If there's a way to just plainly explain it for people that are saying like, oh, one of them has some of the virus in it. Like is there any like identifiable differences in the ones that are available, at least in the United States, that
yes. So the first two to be authorized by the FDA Madonna and Pfizer. So Pfizer was first and then Madonna. And we know now that Pfizer actually has FDA approval for ages 16 and above, even though it's authorized for 12 and above. Pfizer and Moderna are actually messenger RNA based vaccines. So different methodology. mRNA was used previously in therapeutics. And it wasn't used in vaccines. So, but they saw rapid uptake in the therapies that it was used for. So they used it for COVID. So that's the main difference. So there's no virus, there's no genetic material in the mRNA vaccines because they actually use fragments of the spike protein in the COVID virus to actually train our immune system to create a response. So they're not even putting fragments of the virus. It's the actual spike protein. So when we've all seen the picture of the virus and it's like the ball with the little protrusion sticking out. So those are the little stick-like structures is the spike protein. And that's where the virus actually attaches to the cell. So that's the first interaction with the cell. Johnson & Johnson is also approved. It's single dose. It is not mRNA. It is a viral vector-based vaccine, which is most similar to the ones that we received as kids.
Okay.
So it's a traditional vaccine. It was not made with COVID. It's a virus called an adenovirus, which is a type of cold virus. So but it's an animal, one that's mostly seen in animals that doesn't replicate in humans. So we don't have to worry about getting a cold or anything like that. So we're safe. There's no fetal cells in the vaccines. There's no nanobots. Just the vaccines are multi-dose vials. So the being able to actually get just one little nanobot per dose is not realistic. It can't happen. There's no magnets in it, because if the vaccines magnetized us, we would be pulling the magnets off the refrigerator. So come on, y'all, let's think about it. Johnson & Johnson is safe. People thought that it was taken off the market. The CDC FDA paused it for 2 weeks because 8 women.
Yeah, I remember seeing
it. Yeah. It was like 8 women got clots and they couldn't even make the causation to the vaccine, which is why it's back on the market. So if you don't want to do mRNA, the mRNA vaccines, because you feel that, that methodology is too new, then just get Johnson & Johnson. It's one shot. It's made the traditional way and you're done. And it's just as effective as the mRNA vaccines.
Right. Okay. Now we will be going live on September 22nd, which is a Wednesday. So for those that are listening to this, if it is the day of, tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Instagram Live. And you'll have our handles in the notes. You all know where to find me. We'll discuss this more in depth, but I did want to kind of have an overview just for people to kind of get in their minds of what to expect and to, just start thinking with some type of agency behind, what it is they plan to do. So I guess, have you seen any trends in cases as far as increase or decline? I mean, I know Atlanta, Georgia, Alabama, Florida seem to, Texas, they seem to be in a race.
But yeah, California's cases are declining. And I guess Florida is picking up everybody. Because I think the last time I looked, Florida's number one in the U.S. for cases. We are seeing an increase in cases in kids. And I, for those who like watch me, all this stuff, and I keep telling, well, I just kept saying, as soon as we introduce kids back into the community, we're going to see that increase in cases. And that's exactly what happened with kids being back in the classrooms. So when you hear on the news and people saying that this is, you know, the most of the cases in the hospitals are unvaccinated people. Mm-hmm. Most people tend to go directly to adults.
Right.
But a large percentage, if not half of those unvaccinated in hospitals are kids, because there's no vaccine for kids under 12.
Right. Crazy.
So that has been the trend, unfortunately. And so it's basically like, if you have kids and they're in a classroom, you need to be vaccinated. I don't care what your reservations are, because your vaccination will help protect your child.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. People don't get that. And then for those who are vaccinated with children, they are not masking, you know, they're not doing all of those other mitigation things that we did prior to being vaccinated.
Right.
And, yeah, that has been a cluster too. So I always say it's like a MARTA bus rolling on 20 with no wheels, with a dumpster on top of it on fire. So essentially, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And people can't seem to understand that, and they're like, "Well, just keep the kids at home." And I was like, "But your behavior has to change. So it has to be right now. It's all about behavior modification." And people are tired for, you know, and I get that, because if anybody is tired, it's me. Like, I'm maxing out. And so, but we can't stop here, because right now COVID isn't going away.
Right.
And I laughed with y'all last year, because I was like, if we don't change, make these behavior modifications and like really continue these mitigation efforts, I said, we're looking really COVID 2022-ish. And people looked at me like I was crazy. Look at us.
Clown.
Because y'all don't want to wear a mask. And it's the crazy thing is, Mia, other countries, I'm on calls with like public health practitioners, EPIs in other countries. And they're like, we have people that's not vaccinated. Our kids went back to school.
Yeah.
But our hospitals aren't overflowing.
Right. Their inoculation rates are way higher because people trust medical professionals.
Their inoculation rates are a little higher. It's not, I mean, they're, no one is like really fully vaccinated, but they wear masks.
Right.
So they're unvaccinated. And my thing is, if you don't want to be vaccinated, then you're at least going to have to wear a mask. Like, you're going to have to choose a struggle in this. You can't do nothing.
Right. Stay home if you're going to do nothing.
But they don't want to do that. They're, you know, and I'm just like, every other country, and they're like, what's going on with you guys in the U.S.? Well, you know, our people don't mind wearing masks. And I was like, this isn't the first time we've seen this virus. This is SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-1 was like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
People just wore masks, and it just died down in the community. They did what they were supposed to do. You know, now 2020 hit, and people are like, I have rights. And my thing is, if you're suicidal, just say that. Because if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't want to stay home, you don't want to be vaccinated, then obviously you don't want to live. Right. Like, so, and that's, to me, that's suicidal tendency. So we need to get you talking
some help.
To somebody else. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to understand.
Okay. Absolutely. So then let's just go through, I'm going to say the five. I don't know how many it is. What are the basic steps unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals could take to prevent exposure? I mean, we all know this, but I just want you to reiterate these behavior modifications.
And I feel like I'm back in March 2020. Because people are like, my schedule was like so packed. I was like, there is no way I can do all this stuff. Like, every day this week I have someone, I'm doing recordings or on sitting somewhere, because I'm having to go back through these same things. And I'm like, you're going to have to wash your hands. I know that was unheard of when people are like, and then for now, to have to tell people to wash their hands with like warm water. You have to say warm water because they were using hot water and burning their hands. And so poison control, and like that was a whole nother issue. And I'm baffled. So wash your hands in warm water, and you have to use soap.
Yes.
And make sure you have a lather, and you have to do it for 20 seconds. And guess what? If you have an Apple Watch, it'll actually clock it for you.
Yeah.
And tell you when you're done. If not, just say the happy birthday song twice.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you don't have access, you know, to soap and water, you're not able to wash your hand and you touch door handles and stuff like that. Same thing with hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer is not just a squirt in your hand and a rub. You still have to go through the motions of hand washing with rubbing the hand sanitizer into your hands for 20 seconds. People didn't get it. And so, you know, I didn't touch door handles and stuff before COVID. So, you know, that's like any high traffic or high touch places.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you've touched them, make sure that you, if you have, you know, like now they have the little portable Clorox wipe. Like I keep everything, get you some.
Oh,
like
just
wipe your hands. Like, come on. Like, well, Mia, you know, they'd be like, can y'all probably, I have miniature Lysol in my purse. I have
sure
everything.
Do. And, I got all and of that it. Was, and before that was the pandemic. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like things like that. I will spray you down. Like somebody, I'd be like, no. And I'm not, I mean, people, I don't know if they get offended or not, but hey.
We all got to find our way to say.
Yeah. And make sure that you're, Lysoling your keys or spraying down your keys, cleaning your phone frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if y'all gonna go out to eat outside on the patio where there's okay. proper air circulation. Mm-hmm. Some of the restaurants have gone back to paper menus or like high touch. They were dirty before COVID. You know, y'all tend to be out wet and they bring mm-hmm. up stuff on there. Wipe your menus if they don't have it where you can look at it on your phone. Just make sure you're wiping that down with something because COVID can like last on surfaces, like different types of surfaces. So we have to be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely social distance. Y'all back in the clubs. Y'all, I don't know what to even tell y'all. And stop sending me stuff and then don't be on social media and be like tagging me and stuff with you popping bottles and you know they got the what are the little fire
the bottle girls
coming and y'all all blowing breath on cakes and stuff. I don't want nothing. Do not save me a piece. Don't drop anybody. I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
And no, I'm not coming to anything after you've been partying every weekend. Like no. Because we don't know. You can't look at somebody and know whether or not they're safe.
Yeah.
Because then you, and that's how we got into this mess because people trusted other folks. And that behavior, you know, is what led to the spread of the virus more rapidly.
Yeah.
And, you know, masking. You're like, y'all, I don't, it's not like it's stapled to your face. You can actually take it off. You know, it's just, we did it. So what did we do pre-vaccine? So people like, we got the vaccine. Now we don't. No. The vaccine, you can still get COVID.
Yeah.
It just won't be a severe case. But that's not even the case now because of breakthrough cases.
As I said, these breakthrough cases are increasing.
Are putting people in the hospital. So when y'all look at these numbers and if they're not saying 100% of the cases are unvaccinated, but only a percentage, then the rest are my way.
Vaccinated.
So let's, you know, I'm trying to get out of this because I need a month long vacation. That's all I want.
Hello.
And I'm going somewhere. I'm going on somebody's beach for an entire month. And so friends can do drop ins, you know, during that 4 week period.
Yes.
But I want to say when I go on vacation, I don't want to have to worry about me and you because I feel like during this pandemic, you have to worry about other people because they come at you and they look there. I'm like, why are you coming trying to pass me with no mask on? And then the hood side come out. And then you want to fight somebody because I'm like, if I get sick and have to stay 2 weeks an additional 2 weeks, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Because before, the hotel, like, if you tested positive while you were out of the country, they would just put you in like a little rinky-dink room mm-hmm. for your quarantine. Now, these hotels are like, our resorts are saying, no, you're going to have to pay for these 2 weeks. So now you've got to tack on the possibility, if you test positive and have to quarantine in, where, in whatever country you are, you got to come out of the pocket for hotel stay for two mm-hmm. weeks, two additional weeks.
Is it worth it?
Is it? It ain't.
No.
I'm not doing it. Like, I just, I want to be free when I travel.
Yeah.
And y'all scare me because then y'all, I don't know, your mask be under your nose and on your chin still, all that stuff. And I'm just, I'll be like, mm-mm. You can still sneeze on me, bro.
Like, and I will feel the spores.
All of it. Shoot. They travel. And so those people who are against masks, and that's the other thing, they're like, oh, but things still pass through the mask. I'm like, they are cold. It's like viral clusters. So, you know, one viral particle can't infect you.
Right.
It has to be the clusters. Masks will protect you against viral clusters. And so I've been telling everybody now, even how I explain it to the kids, just like for those of you and those of us who eat grits, you can't eat one grit. If you did, it's not going to do nothing. You're like, what? You have to eat grits. And so that's how the masks protect us. The virus operates in clusters. So that's why that is one reason why masks work, because people, yeah, they say all kinds of stuff. So just want to put that out there. It's a lot of conspiracy theories I've been
debunking.
Yes, for sure.
So we're going to round it off for y'all before we go to the next question. Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful of what you're touching in these public places. If you can't wash your mm-hmm. hands, lather with hand sanitizer.
Warm water.
Warm water. Wash your hands with warm water and soap.
Yeah.
Yes, let me clarify. Wash your hands with warm water and soap. If you're touching a lot of high, frequently touched things and you don't have immediate access to wash your hands, lather in hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Wear your mask. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the rest is just common sense.
Yeah. And you can still like be with your friends and stuff, but just if you know you're in a place, you're inside and you can't really social distance, y'all on top of each other and there's poor circulation, just put your mask on.
Right.
Or go outside if you want to. You know, like they said, if you're vaccinated and just go outside with it, you can have space and go from there. Because y'all not going to stress me out.
Y'all not going to stress me out.
Yeah, already y'all stressed me out, but I digress.
We're not added to it. So speaking of stress, you mentioned earlier that you took some time off early this year, which thank the Lord, because for those who know Kenyatta, Dr. Kenyatta, the way I know her, you probably have not seen her in the past year because she's been booked and busy. And so that leads me to, you know, one of our signature questions. What does self-care look like to you? What do you do for self-care?
I have been doing, well, I bought a Peloton.
Lord.
And so I've been doing game. That. My Peloton's name is KP. So I have a Peloton. And so I've been working out with friends because you can do like the video chats on there. I have been doing meditation, like, because y'all, my brain was full and I had to like do a full on emptying of just everything, like
the stress.
What else have I been doing? I've been trying to listen to Audible books, but the way my ADD is set up, I'll be missing a whole lot. I haven't listened to them twice.
I be asleep.
And I got some plants.
Okay.
Well, people sent me plants as gifts for, I mean, and then I will say, and then my, one of my best friend's mom passed away. And so she got like this huge plant. So she was like, I don't even want to attempt. So I'm dropping her off. So I've been taking care of her. And we've been doing well, even though she's a little fickle. I have to like spray her with spring water. Like, Mister.
She needs a mist.
Put a little humidifier on her.
She's high maintenance.
High maintenance. Because, you know. Yeah, so that's it. And just, I've been watching stuff. So, you know, Mia, you got me hooked on some stuff on Apple TV. And, I try. Well, I've gone out with friends, and then I try. Well, yeah, we'll stop there.
We gonna save that for the after show.
We'll stop there. Yeah. Oh,
I already knew where you were going.
Because I almost said it. Because it's like we're talking like our normal conversation, and I was like, oh no, this is for public consumption. So.
You know, you got a following, so you don't know who's gonna be checking in when they see right. your name. Be like, oh, let me see what she got to say, and then it's a whole.
Oh, they gonna be blocking. That'd be the crazy thing. I'd be like, they'll be like, oh yeah, I watched that thing you was on the other day, and I'm like, what thing?
I didn't push nothing. Ah, you know,
right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so final question of the night. We're gonna wrap this up. It's real late, y'all. What is a mantra you live by or a personal statement that guides you through life at this point?
Right now, because they tend to draw you into unnecessary things in mm-hmm. this pandemic. And I always say I mind the business that pays me.
Mm-hmm.
And that has really kept me out of a lot of unnecessary situations, because like I said, I'm a giver and I'm always trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
So I really had to dial back on that, because some people just, they think they want to be helped, but they really don't want to be helped. They just mm-hmm. want to drag you into their crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set boundaries, and I have a strong no. Like, I've out my no game. Like, I'm like, no. Like, and they're like, for real, you're saying no? I'm like,
it's a complete sentence.
It's a complete sentence. And I can add some more words to it, but we trying. So it's, we're going to start with no. And if that doesn't work for you, we can add some more things to that. But like I kind of mentioned before, just reestablishing boundaries, because mm-hmm. just kind of let people encroach into like my personal space, because I like people sometimes. And so sometimes it's cool, but then after I've been around people a lot, that's how I know I'm like an introvert, even though when I tell people that, they're like, who?
You are an extroverted introvert. Like I always say, that's what it is.
And that's because when I'm around people, I'm going to have fun. Might even be the life of the party.
Yeah.
But when it's time, like for me, like I'm like, okay, I've peopled out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I like to reset alone.
Yes.
And my mom is an extrovert. And so she loves people and all that. And I'm just like, you're going to have to give me some time, ma'am. I don't want to have to block you.
Yeah.
But...
please respect my privacy at this time.
Please respect my privacy, my wishes during this time. And so I literally, because so many people came at me from different angles, wanting help with stuff. I've mm-hmm. helped so many people with concepts and stuff for businesses during this time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then when it came down to it, they just want to pay you peanuts. And I'm like, have you met me? Like, I like nice things now. Don't get me wrong.
And I can't pay for them in opinions.
And I always tell people, Georgia Power does not accept well wishes and thank yous.
Or compliments. Like,
or compliments.
Run me my money.
You're going to have to pay me in currency, because that's what my bill collector's like. And
exactly.
Yeah. So a good job and all that. Yeah. No, I'm like, I can't do anything with that. So you're like, yeah.
No, I believe you. I already know. I mean, like I said, you've been working, so I can only imagine. Especially sometimes with our people, they wanna drain you for all they can. Even if they do pay you, it's like, well, can we get this as well, or can we add that?
Yeah, everybody wants a discount.
Yeah,
and stuff, because I do have a business, and that's I have different levels, and I have multiple rivers of income. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Because rivers flow into oceans and streams dry up. So I don't do streams of anything because I don't want it to dry up. And so, y'all know I always have a hustle going.
Hello.
And stuff I can do in my sleep. I mean, I tell people, it's not like I punch a clock or anything, but, we like to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that goes. But people take that for granted, because when I worked at CDC, and this scientist wanted me to come work on his team, and he wanted to, the pay was like less or whatever than I was making. And he told me I was a victim of my own success. And that has resonated with me for 15 years, 14. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how are you trying, as you know, as a Black woman, of all the other things that I'm being victimized with, mm-hmm. you're going to add success to that? Like, how?
I'm getting penalized for being too successful.
For being too successful. And it's crazy.
How'd that work?
So, and I am a I can show you better than I can tell you kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, So, and that's that. So, that's it in a nutshell. So, if I'm allowed to come back on here, I think I've behaved.
You have. You guys, this is our second time recording this, because I lost the first recording. So the first one, look, we had Cassandra, the producer, in the back trying to reel us in. Like, y'all are off topic.
Yeah. And maybe it's for the best, because, yeah.
It was wild. The last one was wild.
It was very wild. And it was definitely... Yeah, it was longer.
Yes.
It was wild. And things were said, and probably just for to protect the innocent, which I'm claiming innocence.
You know,
the Lord had to see fit that if that particular episode came out, that I might have been implicated in some things. So to protect the innocent. Because I am innocent. I'm claiming innocent.
Okay. She innocent now, y'all. Now she innocent. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I am now.
Now she's delivered. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm remember that. I'm remember that.
I'm not, I keep telling y'all, I'm not in the streets. I'm in the window. For now.
For now. Yes, for now. Because things can change. Behavioral change. Modification.
Behavior modification. Absolutely.
Well, Kenyatta, Dr. Kenyatta Stevens, I have to say all that. You have to respect people's name, respect their titles. And, you know, it is a pleasure to have you on here. I am so happy to bring you on and have these conversations and just, you know, see your face, because I'm so far away now that, you know, it's
I know, but I'm coming. As soon as I can, every time I think I can like take off, and then things happen, and I'm just like, what are y'all doing?
Just don't talk about it. Don't need to tell the universe. Just be like, you know what? Today is the day.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I got a project in California, so I'm about to be in LA for some months. And then Georgia was like, wait, hold my beer.
Let's get these cases back up. Let's keep her here, y'all.
She's like, no, come back. Where are you trying to go? We go together. I'm like, no, we don't. I'm trying to divorce you.
Child, I'm just like, Lord, it's been
wild. But we're gonna plan something because we got birthdays coming up and all that stuff. And
I know.
Of course, the end of the year.
You know, sad life, the best time of year.
I know. I get penalized with that. People actually have poor, perceptions of Sagittarians.
The ones that do are just bitter that they're not, because if you want to keep it a buck, Sagittarius are probably the most loyal of the zodiac.
We're loyal to a fault, and that
yes,
yeah. So. But then once the fault is over and you've crossed,
that baby, it's cut. Then cut. It's,
yeah, I will block you. Mm-hmm.
Child, talk about no stone unturned. I have the
strong gift of ignore, for sure.
Let me tell you, good, okay? Yeah. Born with it.
And people, and they were like, oh my God, did you really block me? I did. I meant to unblock you, though, after a couple of weeks, because I felt I was being too petty, but I forgot. My bad. That was like,
look, we are one and the same, I tell you. Oh my God.
We have... I didn't say we're like the same person, so yeah, age difference.
Yeah. And at this point I'm like, you know, maybe I reincarnated in the wrong body, but I feel like I'm already there. Like
right. The stresses of life. How did we get here again? Oh right. Yeah. But that's okay, because just to end like on a I don't know even what kind of note this is. So COVID isn't really going anywhere. It's going to be what we consider endemic to the U.S. and other countries. So a lot of companies are working on like flu/COVID vaccines, because the variants, COVID is still new.
Mm-hmm.
We're still learning. I always tell people the Ebola virus mutated like 92 times before they had a stable enough structure for a vaccine. Mm. So that, you know, they didn't have to keep giving every year. So we just have to get to that point. So but like, if you've ever been to China and they wear masks over there for the pollution, it don't bother them. Like, y'all, we're gonna have to wear masks.
It's a part of our normal everyday life now.
Yeah. I will say, like, I have horrible allergies, but these past years with this mask wearing, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is what this is like. I can't remember. So, I mean, if we can just
work together.
Get this mask wearing in, so that drastically reduces the spread. Vaccinated or unvaccinated. So we can just get that done and just slow down the spread, the communal spread. Then we can help the kids in school, the kids that don't have a vaccine right now.
Yeah.
We can bring our numbers down. And so when flu season hit, if your friend is like coughing or sneezing, you won't be side-eyeing them like, is it COVID? Because I need to see a negative test. And it's crazy though, because now they are coming out with home testing kits. Fulton County just launched a whole campaign for in-home testing because they saw a gap, and it's free. So in certain zip codes and like the hotspot zip codes, they can pick up some free testing kits from the county, Fulton County Health Department.
Okay. I'm going to add all of this information in the notes section, just for people if they want to refer back, some safe resources to look into if you have questions about anything. And then, of course, like I said earlier in the recording, we will be on Instagram Live September 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To continue this conversation, give people an opportunity to ask questions, because everybody keeps saying that they're on the fence or they don't know, and they need to do more research. Well, you have a professional here that can answer those questions.
And you don't have to have insurance, guys, because that's the biggest thing. We did like some surveys and they were like, I don't have insurance. I'm like, it's free.
Right. I'm trying to get these numbers down. They're
for sure
giving it away.
Yeah.
So again, Dr. Kenyatta Stevens, thank you for coming on. To everybody that's listening, I hope you were able to walk away from this conversation a little bit more informed. If you can join us on Instagram Live, please do. Once the recording is done, I will make sure that it is also available on our page, my page, to be able to refer back to if you aren't able to tune in live with us. And, you know, everybody just be safe and well in this crazy little world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so until the next time, I'm Mia Chantel, and thank you all for listening to another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. Bye.
Bye-bye.